This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You get to control the content. So whatever it is that you see that you like, you can vote it up. If you don't like it, you can vote it down, and you can also submit your own items there, whether it's a YouTube video or news item or blog post. So go and see for yourself. Top story right now, actually, at freetalklive.com. Police in Ferguson, Missouri once charged a man with destruction of property for bleeding on their uniforms while four of them allegedly beat him.
No.
So that's as voted by you. Again, that was once, so probably not recently, but at some point in the past. Go and get the details over at freetalklive.com. And let's go right into your calls and thoughts. Ian, Ellen, and Daryl in here tonight. We're going to Menard, who is listening to Talk Radio 850 in Raleigh. Hello, Menard.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah. One of the things, you know, you're talking about the militarization of the police. You know, when they build, been in the, there's a 10-year plan, basically, that's typically done. I saw it in telecom, and you see it in the military. It's all the APCs, which are Army Personnel Carriers, and you get the MARs and the weaponry, which are the machine guns and whatnot. They're basically produced en masse. You have contracts and whatnot. And so basically, one-third of what is produced probably makes it to battle, which is Iraq or Afghanistan. The two-thirds are sitting here in Army bases. So once that conflict is over, basically, they're sitting there, as we call it, mothballed. So over time, they've been paid for and everything else. So then they bring them out. Now, here's the other thing that's very that could possibly be an issue, is over time, you basically process these through all the police and civic organizations, well, not civic, but the police organizations throughout the country. And over time, you have a potential where you can basically create martial law. And we're seeing a hint of that today, especially in Ferguson, bringing all that high-powered armor out, plus all the, you know, the weaponry. So basically, and I'm not saying that's happening, I'm just saying that's a potential because, you know, America, if you look back in World War II, everything that we had sent overseas, and I actually been in some of the battlefields back in the Pacific, and a lot of stuff, it was not even, you know, they had landing craft and whatnot that were just sitting there rusting on these South Sea islands. And, you know, they brought the big ships back, but a lot of stuff they just dumped. I can tell you, I was in Guadalcanal, and they dumped B-17s, they dumped tanks, everything right there in the lagoon. And so that was back in 1945, but today, with the price tag being, you know, a lot more heavier than what it is today, that materiel is sitting here. And so basically, if you look at a potential or let's say a philosophy of the upper governmental regime or the whatnot.
All they have to do is flip the switch, and they can turn that stuff on for their purposes, whatever they might be.
The thing is here. It's here. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, and here's the other little clue that's coming on, is when you get Homeland Security securing so many rounds of ammunition, you know, which we've never heard of before, obviously something is gearing up in the works.
Menard, I appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight. Thanks for making it here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Comment on Ferguson, the police state, militarization of the police. These have all been on the table for tonight. We've got more coming up from Ferguson, where the allegation about the young man who was shot by a police officer that kind of kicked off all of the violence and the things that have happened since then, the protests, etc., that this young man was alleged to have been involved in a robbery. Daryl, you've got more on that story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. And don't forget, we're on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm if you want to get on here with us. So let's jump into that story, Daryl. You did a little digging because I said earlier that, you know, in this rush of information that continues to come in, whether it's reporters being arrested, reporters being shot with tear gas, individuals being, violently abused by the police, there's so much to absorb. The word came out at some point today that the young man who was shot and killed by police, shot in the back, mind you,
yes,
from 35 feet away, as he was running away. That this guy was involved in a robbery. And you said, Daryl, that you hadn't heard that in the police report initially on the shooting of the man in the back.
Correct.
And that it just seemed to all of a sudden come out of nowhere.
Yes. So I have pieced together from two separate news reports, one from Fox News, one from the LA Times,
okay,
where, you know, they have each done, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff to report on. They each have part of the story here, and I've sort of pieced it together.
Got it.
So this is taken from two different news outlets. Police Chief Thomas Jackson held an afternoon press conference today to say that Michael Brown and his friend Dorian Johnson were stopped last Saturday, quote, because they were walking down the middle of the street blocking traffic, end quote.
Hmm.
The robbery was not related to the initial contact between the officer and Brown.
So that's the police officer?
The police chief.
The police chief admitting that Michael Brown was not stopped because he was a suspect in a robbery.
Yes. So they have broken down what happened immediately prior to the interaction that led to Michael Brown being murdered.
Okay.
Police reports released on Friday under an open records request showed that at 11:51 a.m. on the day of the shooting, authorities received a 911 call reporting a robbery at the Ferguson Market. An unidentified officer who was later identified as Darren Wilson, the unidentified officer was not Darren Wilson in this circumstance.
Okay.
Unidentified officer was dispatched to the store and arrived within 3 minutes. That officer interviewed an employee and customer who gave descriptions of a man who stole the cigars, a box of cigars valued at $49.98,
mm-hmm,
well under felony level, grand larceny. A box of cigars, and walked off with another man towards a Quick Trip store. Descriptions of the suspect were broadcast over the police radio. The police officer did not find the suspects either on the street or at the Quick Trip, according to the report. Separately, Officer Darren Wilson had been responding to a nearby call involving a sick 2-month-old child from 11:48 a.m. until noon. So Darren Wilson was busy with another call during the time that the description of the burglary suspect was called out over the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are he didn't hear the description.
Hear
1 minute later, he encountered Michael Brown and his friend walking down Canfield Drive. The documents released did not give a description of what happened between Brown and Wilson. Dorian Johnson, the friend, was not charged with the crime. So if the allegation is that Michael Brown and a friend, mm-hmm, robbed a store and took a box of cigars, then one would think that the friend would be charged with something.
So hold on.
But he was not.
Being an accessory, maybe.
You mentioned 1 minute later. Was the shooting of Michael Brown that close to the robbery of the store? Did I miss
that? Darren Wilson got off of the call from the sick child at noon.
Okay.
He encountered Michael Brown at 12:01.
Got it.
So 1 minute after he finished the call,
that he was on.
So there's almost no chance that he had gotten a description of the alleged robber, and no one said that Michael Brown was found with a box of cigars when he was shot.
When still photographs of the robbery were shown on televisions, watchers started comparing details of the suspect's clothing to what Brown was wearing and saying it could not have been the same person.
We will come back with more here in moments. You can take control. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 15th, 2014, gold opened at $12.96. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.43.12, $671.56 for a half ounce, or $335.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.61.35, $671.56, and $335.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about Ferguson or maybe the militarization of the police in your town, you can share your story with us here. And maybe you are with the police, and the militarization of the police is disturbing to you, or maybe you love it. Maybe it gets your adrenaline all pumped up, and you love the idea of going out there and crushing some heads. We know there's cops like that out there, and unfortunately there are too many of them these days. Again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Hey, ExpressCoin.com. That's the best place to go to get Bitcoins, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and even Darkcoin. And they've got great prices. In fact, the amount you're going to pay to transfer your money, your cash, into various different coins is very low at Express Coin. In fact, you can get it for free if you order with code FTL. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no transfer fee, or $40 worth of any of those other kind of coin. Go to ExpressCoin.com. You can use wire transfer, check, money order, or even cash deposit at there are certain banks that have shared branching. The community banks, what do they call them?
Shared branch.
Yeah, shared branch.
Service center.
Service centers. Credit unions. That's what I'm looking
credit
for.
Union credit union service center.
Yeah.
So CUServiceCenter.com is the website that has the list of all of the...
Has them all the shared branching people? Okay, cool. So, yeah, that's one way that you can do it. There's several different methods, and it's fast, and it's affordable. If you go over that $40, it's only 3%. Last time I looked, it was a great price, and I don't think you can beat it anywhere. ExpressCoin.com. Go and get your cryptocurrency at ExpressCoin.com, and they do have a smartphone app as well. So much information, hard to know what's true. Daryl, you were saying that based on your research, it appears that the people who allegedly robbed the convenience store of a box of cigars, you said may not have been the man Michael Brown, but yet the officer who was alleged to have shot Michael Brown to death in Ferguson, Missouri, he claims, Ellen, you said you saw a report saying that he did hear the report about the robbery.
Yes, I was actually just looking at a photo that was posted on Twitter that somebody just posted in the LRN chat room. And it's a photo of the police report. And in the report, the policeman says that I responded to that location and was given a description by dispatch of a black male in a white T-shirt that was walking northbound on West Florissant. So, apparently, he responded to the location and then was given a description.
He claims in a report on STLtoday.com, the officer claims that he thought or that he saw in Brown's hand cigars and that he realized that he might be the robbers. That's the claim, is that he actually did have cigars on his person in that case. But regardless of all these details, I don't think it really ultimately matters if he was the guy who robbed.
He was still unarmed.
Right. He was unarmed, and as you pointed out, this wasn't grand theft. This was a $50 box of cigars.
Right.
So the idea that even if this was the guy who robbed the liquor store, that someone should be shot to death or shot at all over a box of cigars, I'm sorry, I just don't agree with it.
No.
I think that's going too far.
And who is this police officer to make the instant judgment that, yes, this man is guilty? Like, he hasn't even had a trial yet. There's no way that you know that he's
a police
guilty.
Officer. That's who he is
so
to make the
judge,
determination.
The judge and the jury, all at once.
Which they're not supposed to be.
They're not supposed to be, but in so many situations, you see that they wind up doing things like this.
You can share your thoughts with us here, 855-450-FREE. There's more. There's so much to cover from Ferguson. In fact, I know that you had something, Ellen, about the Ferguson police. Apparently, they're no longer in charge.
Yeah, so I found this story on news.msn.com, and the headline says, in Ferguson, Missouri, the Missouri Highway Patrol seized control of a St. Louis suburb Thursday, stripping local police of their law enforcement authority after 4 days of clashes between officers in riot gear and furious crowds protesting the death of an unarmed black teen shot by an officer. The intervention, ordered by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, came as President Barack Obama spoke publicly for the first time about Saturday's fatal shooting of Michael Brown and the subsequent violence that shocked the nation and threatened to tear apart Ferguson, a town that is nearly 70% black, patrolled by a nearly all-white police force.
What a surprise.
Obama said there is no excuse for violence either against the police or by officers against peaceful protesters. I mean, that's kind of funny to me that he would say there's no excuse for violence against police when they're the ones that are igniting the violence. Nixon's promise to ease the deep racial tensions was swiftly put to the test as demonstrators gathered again Thursday evening in the neighborhood where looters smashed and burned businesses on Sunday and police repeatedly fired tear gas and smoke bombs. But the latest protests were a world apart from the earlier demonstrations, with a light, even festive atmosphere and no hint of violence. Oh, the streets were filled with music, free food, and even laughter. Protester Cleo Willis said the change was palpable. You can feel it. You can see it, he said. Now it's up to us to ride that feeling. After a particularly violent Wednesday night, Nixon said local police would no longer be in charge of the area, although they would still be present. He said Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson, who is black, would be in command. Now, I don't see how the black thing has any significance here.
Actually, really. I can explain to you how it has significance, and it's very significant. Ferguson, Missouri is a town with a population roughly 65% black.
Right.
There are 70% there.
Yeah, in the article earlier, it said the population was mostly black, but the police force was mostly white.
There are 53 police officers on the Ferguson police squad.
Mm-hmm.
50 of them are white.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish that race wasn't such a significant factor in all of this. You know, I feel like that shouldn't play such a huge role.
It shouldn't, but in a lot of places, it does.
Wasn't there another allegation here? I have not seen this, but I believe Mark said last night that somebody from Anonymous has released some pictures pulled from this police officer's, I don't know if it was his Facebook or wherever, that were allegedly taken in his basement where he had a Stars and Bars flag hung up.
I have not seen that,
now,
so
that
I don't
know. That doesn't mean you're a racist if you're flying the Stars and Bars. It doesn't necessarily mean that, but I don't know. Was Darren Wilson a white guy? I'm not even sure.
Yes.
I presume he is. So if he's if you've got a white guy shooting a black guy in the streets, and he happens to have a Stars and Bars flag in his basement, you know, maybe there's something to that. Maybe this guy was someone who didn't like black people.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. The change was meant to ensure that we allow peaceful and appropriate protests, that we use force only when necessary, that we step back a little bit and let some of the energy be felt in this region appropriately, Nixon said. Ferguson will not be defined as a community that was torn apart by violence, but will be known as a community that pulled together to overcome it, the governor said at a news conference in the nearby community of Normandy.
So what they're claiming in that story is that it sounds like the most recent protest was more of a fun-style occasion. Are things lightening up in the streets there? I want to know what it's really like. I want to know, you know, what is a day in the life of somebody who's trying to go to work in Ferguson? Do you have to go through checkpoints? I mean, what is it like in the streets there? Just not around the protests necessarily, but just in general. If you want to share your thoughts, any observations you have, maybe you're there in Ferguson, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can also bring up anything you want. Artificial intelligence, we can talk about that coming up on Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockhead Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockhetPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockhetPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the website. You get to create the content there. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites, and ours is free. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. I want to tell you about AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. It's an agency for one of Asia's largest and most modern hospitals with 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year from 40 countries. They can do all kinds of different things, and they can do them for cheap. Example, Major Medical, the single largest reason for U.S. bankruptcies, heart bypass, heart valve replacement, many other big surgeries, cost $120,000 to $150,000 in the United States and can equal the price of United States houses. Compare that to, say, $25,000 to $30,000 in Thailand. With no insurance and you're low on cash, it's the difference between mortgaging your house and your family's financial future versus a cheaper new car. Run like hell. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. That's AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com to learn more about what's available. So, back to the news about Ferguson, Missouri. There seem to be differing stories about whether or not the officer who shot Michael Brown knew that Michael Brown was a possible suspect in the robbery. According to the police chief, apparently he didn't know, but according to another report I saw, he did know. So who knows what the details are there, but we did just hear, I guess, Ellen, you saw something during the break. Apparently when he was shot in the back, he at some point had his hands in the air.
Yeah, witnesses say that he had his hands in the air, and the officer was saying, "Hands in the air, don't shoot." Like, and he had a weapon of some kind.
I had heard reports earlier that he was also saying, "I'm not armed."
As he was running away?
Yeah, because, you know, the cop's like, "Don't shoot, I'm not armed, I'm not armed."
Yep.
And then still got shot three times.
There's another paragraph here that I'm reading that's really confusing because it's telling a completely different story than what I've been hearing. Police have said Brown was shot after an officer encountered him and another man on the street. They say one of the men pushed the officer into his squad car, then physically assaulted him in the vehicle and struggled with the officer over the officer's weapon. At least one shot was fired inside the car. The struggle then spilled onto the street, where Brown was shot multiple times.
From 35 feet away.
The officer involved was injured with one side of his face swollen.
Mm. Yeah, the officer's claim is that Brown and him had some kind of altercation in the vehicle. But the officer admits to shooting him from 35 feet away.
Mm.
As he was Brown was fleeing.
I don't know. Dorian Johnson, who says he was with Brown when the shooting happened, has told a much different story. He told reporters that the officer ordered them out of the street, then grabbed his friend's neck and tried to pull him into the car before brandishing his weapon and firing. He says Brown started to run and the officer pursued him, firing multiple times.
Just sounds like a horrifying situation. I don't know if any video was taken. Hopefully somebody around was able to shoot
some. I think there was some dash cam video, but it's not being released yet because one of the articles that I was reading earlier mentioned, you know, there have been multiple Freedom of Information Act requests for the dash video. So don't know if there was any, but if there is, it hasn't been released.
Well, they're certainly not going to release that if they won't even release the name of the officer who is involved. And you know how you mentioned
they finally have done that officially.
They have officially now?
They officially did that this afternoon during the press conference at the same time that they said, "Oh, and by the way, this guy stole a box of cigars."
And they're calling it a strong arm robbery, which is interesting. There's a story about what people are saying in response to this. Some individuals, and I don't know, I think I closed that window, but there was one of the stories about this is getting comments from people from their Twitters about how they feel about this. You know, what does a strong arm robbery exactly mean? Was it his blackness that was the weapon that he used? Because apparently he was completely unarmed.
He used his very strong arm.
Right. Did he use his strong arm to reach over and grab the box of cigars and run out of the store? So anyway, all that aside, there's the larger issue of the militarization of the police, because we can quibble about the details in the story. Nobody really knows much of anything right now. There's the police side, and then there's the witnesses side, and I'm more likely to believe the witnesses in this one. But there's also opinion here from CNN. This is Tim Lynch, the director of the Cato Institute's Project on Criminal Justice. He writes that the stories coming out of Ferguson paint an increasingly worrying picture, that of a middle America city like most, any other being turned into a war zone. It began with the shooting death of Michael Brown by a local police officer, which seemed questionable, but the feeling in the community was the police could not conduct a real impartial investigation. When the police department declined to identify the officer involved, protests began. Now, if a listener didn't know any better, he would think the description of the events unfolding in Ferguson must surely be taking place in Iraq or Afghanistan. Combat-armored shock troops shoot tear gas into crowds, while snipers train high-powered rifles on groups of civilians from atop heavily armored MRAP, mine-resistant ambush-protected assault vehicles, rolling through and blocking off city streets like tanks. This is America, but it doesn't look like it anymore. Republican Representative Justin Amash of Missouri tweeted in the morning, quote, "Images and reports out of Ferguson are frightening. Is this a war zone or a U.S. city? Government escalates tensions with military equipment and tactics." That's a great point, that the government here certainly is not doing de-escalation style work. It's not bringing communities together. It's not helping heal wounds. It's bringing in the troops and holding, basically taking over a city.
Right. And the most ironic part of this, I find, is that in the article I was just reading, it mentions how Obama made the statement, we need to have peace in Ferguson. And yet, he's not doing anything about it except saying that. He's on vacation right now.
Well, what's he going to do about it exactly? I mean, what he is doing is he's sending Bearcats and MRAPs into all these various police departments.
Right. And, I mean, he's the commander-in-chief. Like, ultimately, he's the one who has control over the military and the police force. So if this is really this is really such an issue, he could at least, like, I don't know, maybe
say something
to the police chief there, like, maybe you guys should take a step back.
I don't think the president has any direct authority over any police department.
Well, except for maybe federal police. I mean, he's the top executive dog. He would be in charge of, like, the DEA and, you know, FedCops,
right? But they're not considered a police department. They certainly have policing powers.
You mean municipal police
departments. Right, but, you know, when people think of police department, they don't think FBI, CIA.
So let's continue here. Pictures and videos tweeted out of the war zone show what appear to be camouflaged units of soldiers occupying and subduing the outraged civilians of Ferguson. But these are not soldiers. They are police officers. How could a small local police force act like an occupying military force? Under what is called Program 1033, the Department of Defense has been doling out military surplus to police departments for use in causes like the domestic wars against drugs and terrorism. Billions of dollars of military arms and armament have been distributed to local police departments since the program started in the late 1990s. This misguided policy leads to inevitable consequences like what we're witnessing in Ferguson. As early as 1999, the Cato Institute warned in a briefing paper, Warrior Cops, the ominous growth of paramilitarism in American police departments, that Program 1033 is a terrible idea. First, dressing police officers as soldiers is dangerous because the mindset of a soldier is entirely inappropriate for a police officer. Soldiers fight a military enemy. Police officers deal with citizens who are, ostensibly, protected by the Bill of Rights. Second, dressing a cop as a soldier does not make him a soldier. It makes him a more dangerous cop. SWAT teams are not military special forces, even if they try to act like them. And police officers simply do not have the training that military troops have. And giving them the arms, the armament, and the attitude of being warriors is simply dangerous. We'll talk more. He's got a few more points to make. And your calls and thoughts are welcome here at 855-450-FREE. Ferguson, Missouri, they claim looking better, according to one story Ellen gave us earlier. But what's really going on tonight in Ferguson as the weekend is kicking up? Will there be more violence? You let us know here on Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book 2 in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When you see the pictures and the footage of the police doing what they're doing in Ferguson, Missouri, with the MRAPs and the Bearcats and the helmets and the fatigues and the big tough guy attitudes, the reflective sunglasses, etc., the dogs, maybe, I don't know if they've shot any dogs yet in Ferguson, but it's probably only a matter of time. When you see the video footage of this stuff happening, does it make you feel like warm in your heart? Do you feel safer? Do you feel like you're protected? When you look at this video footage, do you think to yourself, yes, this is what I want from my county or city police?
I feel like I'm a prisoner in a place where I'm supposed to feel at home.
Well, luckily you're not actually in Ferguson, Missouri. You're here safely in Keene, New Hampshire
right,
at the moment.
Right, luckily for me, I'm not in that situation. But I'm just saying, like, it's
but
still,
this could be where you live.
It was frightening. Like, I feel terrible for the people who live in this area. Like, there's no way that they could have predicted this would happen, and yet there it is, just showing up in their backyard.
It reminds me that the entirety of the globe is one giant Stanford prison experiment.
What do you mean by that? And what is the Stanford prison experiment?
The Stanford prison experiment was a a psychological experiment that was done in the 70s at Stanford University in California, to where there were a dozen students that volunteered. Well, there were more than that that volunteered, but a dozen of the students that volunteered were assigned the roles of prisoners, and another dozen students were assigned the roles of prison guards.
That's right. Randomly.
Randomly. A makeshift prison was set up in one of the hallways of the college. The prisoners were all arrested by the local police department, taken in, you know, fingerprinted to make it appear as though it were a legitimate arrest,
And then they were taken to this secret prison. And the people that were the prison guards were given very few instructions about how to be a prison guard.
Mm-hmm.
They were told to exert their authority. And the experiment was supposed to have lasted 2 weeks.
It wound up
being shut down after 6 days because of how bad things were going.
And if I recall the story from Phil Zimbardo, the guy who was the kind of the college professor involved
right.
in it, it was his wife who had to talk sense into him and convince him to shut down the experiment because she was on the outside of this whole thing. He had gotten involved in this as sort of like basically the warden of
the
jail.
He was the warden of the jail as well as the conductor of the experiment, which violates all kinds of rules of ethics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I know it was really terrible, even though it's just an experiment. Like, there's people that went on hunger strikes.
Oh, yeah. There was
people being beaten, nudity, making them get up at random hours in the night and do
right, humiliation.
Yeah.
Zimbardo actually was called as an expert witness in the hearings that were held after the Abu Ghraib situation.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that he testified to was, you know, hey, I ran an Abu Ghraib type thing for a week in the 70s doing this experiment. And I can tell you right now that you don't have to tell your soldiers to torture people. You tell them as little as possible, and torture will happen automatically.
Yeah, and he was just doing Let's Play Pretend. These, of course, guys are in a real situation with
right.
real victims and real prisoners. Stanford Prison Experiment is fascinating to read. You did a great job summarizing it. But anybody who takes the time, Zimbardo actually has a website that he put up
yes.
that includes photos and, you know, reports
yeah.
and gives you a good rundown of some of the real grisly details of how bad things went.
And then Davi Barker, who, you know, Davi, he's mm-hmm. one of the advertisers occasionally on this show. He wrote a book, Authoritarian Sociopathy, where he looks at the Stanford Prison Experiment, the Milgram Experiment, and other experiments that showed, you know, that basically anybody that is given an authoritative role
mm-hmm.
will wind up turning evil.
So the Milgram Experiment was the one where they shocked the people in the other room and they
yes.
like, turned up the dial
That's
slowly.
Correct.
Yes, and Stanley Milgram, the guy that put that experiment together, he hypothesized beforehand that only 1-3% will wind up giving the full shock. And it wound up being somewhere near 2/3
now,
of the people.
Daryl, why did you bring up Stanford Prison Experiment in the first place? You said this whole thing or the whole world.
The militarization of the police, what's going on in Ferguson,
mm-hmm.
what's going on in Iraq, in Gaza, everywhere around the world. You have people in authoritative roles that just wind up being more evil than the batch that they replaced.
Yeah, and of course, as you increase the militarization of the police, you shouldn't be surprised when the police officers start to act like a military squad and, you know, start to treat people like they're in a war zone as opposed to treating people like they have human rights.
Right, and if there's anything that we can learn from these experiments, it's that human nature, like, you're going to feed off of the negative effects of the people around you. So if there's somebody who's, you know, being a bit too aggressive and you're working with them, that kind of rubs off on you.
It could. And we certainly don't see very many police trying to stop the aggressiveness of the other police. Even if the aggressiveness isn't rubbing off on all the other cops, there's certainly the problem where the other cops, who are supposedly the good cops, are not saying anything, they're not doing anything, they're not stepping in to stop. Whoa, hey,
right.
you can't do that to him!
Well, they're conditioned to think that it's normal.
Well, we've seen a couple of examples over the last couple of years. Very few examples.
Where a cop steps in, you mean?
To where a police officer steps in,
yeah.
and then it's that officer that gets reprimanded and loses their job.
Sure. Or like the one who was who arrested the speeder. There was like a state cop who arrested a speeding cop in South Florida. She was targeted by several police after that.
Yes.
With threats and investigations into her personal information.
Hey, you just crossed the thin blue line over
here.
That's
what she did. That's what she did. So back to the story here. Real quick, a little bit more from CNN.com. They've got an article from Cato Institute, one of their guys. This is Tim Lynch. He's talking about how dressing the police as soldiers is very, very dangerous because of the mindset, the mentality. And that's what you're pointing out here, Daryl, with the prison experiment. These were college students in the prison experiment. You know, one week they were college students. The next week they were just playing pretend in this fake prison. And all of a sudden they became prison guards in the way they acted towards these others. And the people that were the prisoners started acting like victims. And they started acting into the role of prisoners. And anyway, going on here, these are some of the reasons why you shouldn't dress the police as military. Third, he says, if cities really need a SWAT unit, they should be reserved for extraordinary situations beyond the capability of the ordinary patrolman, such as a hostage scenario. Such SWAT units should not be deployed for routine policing calls. And that, of course, was the original intention, as I understand it, behind the SWAT program, was that they were only supposed to respond to the most extreme, dangerous situations. But, of course, like all government programs, SWAT has expanded out far beyond the original intentions of the program to include, they've even done SWAT raids, as I understand it, on people who owe money on school loans. So,
and SWAT is an acronym that stands for Special Weapons and Tactics.
Yeah. The escalation of conflict in Ferguson didn't have to occur. If the Pentagon hands local cops millions of dollars worth of hammers, it should be no surprise when suddenly everything looks like a nail. We can only hope the situation ends without more violence. If President Obama wants to do something about the awful events in Ferguson, he should end Program 1033. Which comes back around to what you were saying earlier, Ellen, that you've got a quote from Obama making it sound like he doesn't think anyone should be violent. The police shouldn't be violent. The protesters shouldn't be violent. Well, that's great, but what are you actually doing about it? You point out he's on vacation. What has he done in the past? Well, he's presided over the distribution of this military equipment.
Yeah.
If he really cared about police militarization and the police being violent toward protesters, he could have put a stop to the program.
He could have, but I guess it's not important enough for him to step in and take action.
Of course not. It's easier for a politician to talk rather than do something. So it costs Barack Obama no political capital to get up and speak out about the violence. This is terrible. This violence is terrible. All the while, he's the one presiding over the most violent entity known to mankind, the U.S. federal government.
Well, and you know, the federal government actually winds up benefiting from giving away all of these Bearcats.
They can buy new material.
Well, not only that, all of the Bearcats and MRAPs and other things that are given away by DHS have the DHS logo on them, which means that DHS can use them whenever they want to.
Good point. Yeah, that is one of the terms that the local police department had to agree to when they accepted the Bearcat, is that when the feds want to use it, they can come in and commandeer it anytime they want. There's more on the way here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Whoa! This is big! By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.